on Morgan's AM. US equity markets rally to finish the week.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets rallied to cap a seesaw week for the stock market, with all three benchmark indices logging gains of over 1%. The Dow rallied 453 points, or 1.4%, jumping more than 150 points in the final 8 minutes of the session to a record closing high. Boeing Co. was down 0.9%, despite plans to resume delivery of its 787 Dreamliners this week. The broader S&P 500 rose 1.7% to a record closing high and extended its 2021 gains to 5.8%. Energy, information technology, materials and real estate all gained over 2% to lead 10 of the 11 primary sectors higher. Communication services was the only primary sector to close in the red, down 0.3%. L Brands Inc. rose 3.7% after the retailer raised its profit outlook for the first quarter, citing a boost from government stimulus and from loosened COVID-related restrictions. The Nasdaq rose 1.2%, erasing an earlier decline of 0.8%, and the small capitalisation Russell 2000 Index gained 1.8%. The Russell 1000 Value Index has gained more than 10% this year, outperforming its counterpart, the Russell 1000 Growth Index, which is just above break-even for the year. President Joe Biden doubled the goal for vaccinations in his first 100 days in office to 200 million. For the week, the Dow rose 1.4% and the S&P 500 1.6%. The Nasdaq paired its weekly decline to 0.6%. Looking at the US corporate calendar for the week ahead, biotechnology company BioNTech, Apple Inc. supplier Foxconn Technology, spice and seasoning manufacturer and distributor McCormack & Company, apparel company PVH Corp, athletic apparel retailer Lululemon Athletica, and services provider BlackBerry post quarterly results on Tuesday night. Pharmacy group Walgreens Boots Alliance and semiconductor systems company Micron Technology post second quarter numbers on Wednesday night, while the Biden administration is expected to unveil its US $3 to $4 trillion infrastructure spending plan. Used car group CarMax Inc. posts fiscal fourth quarter earnings on Thursday night. In US economic data, consumer spending, which accounts for more than two-thirds of US economic activity, dropped 1% in February against economists' forecasts for a 0.7% fall. It marked the biggest decline in 10 months. Personal income tumbled 7.1% after surging 10.1% in January, less than the 7.3% fall forecast by economists. The core personal consumption expenditures index, the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation, rose 0.1%, in line with economists' estimates. Separately, a final reading of the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Survey printed at 84.9 in March, up from 76.8 in February. The 8.1-point rise was the largest since a matching increase in May 2013, and it brought the index to its highest level since last March, when consumer sentiment began crumbling in the face of the pandemic's onset. European bourses advanced, with the mining sector up 4.5%, leading all major sectors higher and lifting the pan-European Stoxx 600 index up 0.91%. Germany's DAX rose 0.9%, France's CAC up 0.6%. In economic data, Germany's Ifo Institute Business Climate Index rose to 96.6 in March, its highest level in almost 2 years. London's FTSE gained 1%, with the major miners and energy stocks leading the climb. In merger and acquisition news, UK insurer Aviva advanced after the company sold its Polish unit to Allianz in a deal worth 2.4 billion euros. In UK economic data, retail sales rose 2.1% on the month in February, in line with consensus expectations. COVID-19 lockdown restrictions also ease in the UK tonight that will allow outdoor sport to resume and people from different households can gather outdoors. Base metals were stronger across the board to close out the week. Copper rallied 1.9% to be trading just shy of $4.06 a pound, pairing the weekly decline to 2.1%. Elsewhere, nickel rose 1.6%, aluminium with a 1.8% gain and zinc up 2.1%. China industrial profits rose 179% year-on-year in the first 2 months of 2021, according to official data released on Saturday. That compared with a 20.1% year-on-year increase seen in December and a 38.3% year-on-year slump in the first 2 months of 2020, according to data from the National Bureau of Statistics. The figures combine data for January and February to exclude distortions caused by the week-long Lunar New Year break, which fell in February this year. Benchmark spot iron ore added $1.45 or 0.9% to $161.30 a metric tonne, pairing the weekly decline to 2.6%. Gold futures added $7.20 to $1,732.30 an ounce, pairing their weekly loss to 0.5%. Oil prices advanced as the 220,000-tonne cargo ship MV Ever Given continued to block the Suez Canal. WTI rallied $2.41 or 4.1% to $60.97 a barrel. Brent rose $2.62 or 4.2% to $64.57 a barrel. The head of the Suez Canal Authority has warned that efforts to free the 220,000-tonne container ship, blocking one of the main arteries of the global trade route, is likely to shift to unloading its cargo if it cannot be refloated in the coming days. Shipping and salvage experts say that unloading the containers from the vessel would probably delay the reopening of the canal by weeks, causing severe disruption to supply chains for everything from automobile parts and commodities such as crude oil to children's toys. Elsewhere, Goldman Sachs view the recent decline in oil prices that saw both contracts fall into official correction territory last week as far overshooting the shifts in oil fundamentals. The investment bank expected a return of lockdowns for most of the European Union region through April, but said the impact on transportation will likely remain modest. The Organisation of Petroleum Exporting Countries and their key producing allies, a group known as OPEC Plus, are slated to meet on Thursday night. They are unlikely to raise output quotas as lockdowns in Europe continue to weigh on demand. US 10-year Treasury yields rose 4.4 basis points on Friday night to 1.66%, trimming their weekly decline to 7.1 basis points. And the Australian dollar is weaker, buying around 76.4 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.